AM Sports Report brought to you by Rockin' Sons Tire and Auto. Go check them out. Anything that you need done to your car, they can probably do. From tires, oil changes, whatever. Go see JB and the boys. LHS softball split this weekend with Pendleton at home. They lost the first game 7-9, but they came back and won the second game 11-9. Right now, they're currently tied for first place with Pendleton in the GOL. With that split right there, I mean, I don't know exactly who has the top spot based on tiebreaker, but the Tigers play again this Friday at home versus Baker, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. The boys' games versus Pendleton were canceled. I'm not exactly sure why. If I get that info, I'll get it to you, but they're going to be rescheduled. The boys also play this Friday at home versus Baker at 2 and 4, which they should really stagger those in my eyes, but they don't listen to me. So, EOU baseball split a doubleheader in Ellensburg this weekend versus Central Washington. They lost the first game 1-9, but they came back in the second game and won that 11-9. They play at 6 o'clock today in Walla Walla versus Whitman. EOU track and field hosted the multi-championships this last Thursday and Friday. TJ Davis ran his first multi of the year, and man, he did not disappoint. He came out, posted the highest score in the NAIA this year in the decathlon, just under 7,000. I mean, if he stays healthy, he wins another national championship. There's no question about that. No question about that at all. Israel Miles finished second and is sitting eighth in the nation. On the women's side, Liz Grandel finished second and broke the school record in the HEP, which has stood for 35 years. That's pretty impressive. EOU currently has 8 women ranked in the top 16 in the nation in the heptathlon, and 3 out of the 4 of them are in the top 4. I mean, it's crazy how good the multis are for EOU right now. It's very exciting. There was more EOU track happenings. We'll talk more about that on Thursday. For his effort, TJ Davis was named CCC Track Athlete of the Week. Speaking of CCC Players of the Week, Kylie Parsons was given that honor for the first time this year. She's number 2 pitcher for EOU, but it's crazy because they're both really good, the two pitchers for EOU. She picked up 3 wins this weekend, pitching 11 and a third innings, giving up 0 runs and striking out 17. The softball team's destiny is in their own hands. They're currently tied. They have the tiebreaker, so they're first in the CCC. They're 21-3, and they go to Southern this weekend. And if they win out, they're CCC champs. If they win out, they're the champions in the toughest conference in the country by far. I mean, you have 3 teams in the top 11, 4 in the top 20, and just a conference that's won the last 3 national championships. It's a dominant conference for softball, and EOU's right on the verge of winning that conference, which is awesome. I mean, it's super awesome. The games versus Bushnell this weekend, it was senior day, and they swept all 4. I mean, they had a walk-off in the bottom of the 7th. It was quite amazing. They were down 1-0, and Kelly Monahan comes up, runners on first and second, and hits a double in the gap, and both runners score, and EOU walks it off to win game 2. And so they end up sweeping all 4 games this weekend, which was huge. I mean, the 3 conference games are the important ones, but right now with the way rankings are, you want to win all 4. And it used to be you'd play the first 3, and then the 4th game, it was kind of like a float game where you play your backup players or throw pitchers that don't pitch very often. But because of the way the rankings are and how tight everything is in the CCC, you can't even afford to lose a non-con game. That's the AM Sports Report brought to you by Rockin' Sons Tire and Auto. Go see JB and the boys.